is 984, and I was telling you a little while ago that there is this festival that has piqued my interest completely. Imagine this, right? In America, an entire East African and especially Kenyan lineup, and in a festival with 25,000 attendees just last year. That's exactly what Madaraka Festival is all about, and that's exactly what happened. And I was like, this is amazing, because I'm going to start off with, first of all, hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I am talking to Simon Okello, who is the CEO of Madaraka Festival 2024. Now, the reason why I'm so excited about this is because there's a Kenyan conversation that's going on about Kenyan festivals bringing in international acts as the headliners,
right,
and Kenya coming in second and third place. But you've turned it around.
Exactly.
You just said it's fully East African. Why?
Well, East African music and culture has to be prioritized, you know, and there's no better place to do it than in the US, where the most money in music is made in America, you know. The most money in streaming, live music performances, all of that is made in America. So we want the Kenyan, the Ugandan, the East African music community to get a piece of that cake, you know. We want to work collaboratively with East African artists to bring the Grammy to East Africa, you know. So besides producing Madaraka Festival, we are doing a lot of education of artists, artist managers. We are building the biggest music education program in Africa, and it started in Kisumu in 2013. We literally, a dollar from every ticket from Madaraka Festival comes back to East Africa, and we ship production gears, music equipment, almost every 3 months, you know. So we've been doing something that is really unique, and last year we began scaling it massively. And the primary drive is East African music is beautiful, our culture is beautiful, and nobody is going to come and tell our story. So we have to build our own, music festival, and have our own artists as the headliners, and then have other artists as supporting acts, you know. Yeah, the opposite of what's happening in Kenya, for sure.
Yeah, it's nice to hear that you have 25,000 people.
That's true.
All of those people coming to Kenya. We're going to be talking about the tourism aspect of this in just a bit. I wanted to get to know you a little bit more, though. What inspired this? It's a decade now, since you started. From the beginning, when you first had the idea, how did it come about?
Well, I grew up in Kisumu, in Manyata, which is one of the roughest places to grow up in. And I grew up in a polygamist family. My mother was a second wife in a very big family. You had to literally fight to survive, you know, within the household and outside of the household. And so music, literally saved my life, you know. I learned DJing in Form 3 in Kenya. And so, you know, connecting with a lot of people in the music industry locally and internationally helped me begin producing events, you know. So then in 2008, right after the post-election violence, I produced a concert to bring people that, you know, are literally killing each other together, you know. And so in 2010, when I moved to the US, I began doing exactly what I was doing in Kenya over there. But I realized that the need was greater, because our community, the Kenyan community, Ugandan community, we are all isolated in different corners of all the cities across the US. And when we have our events, when we have great artists like even Sauti Sol, we bring them in community halls, we bring them in desolate spaces, you know, where our culture is not elevated, you know. So we began changing that in 2014, when we organized Madaraka Festival at the Museum of Pop Culture, one of the most iconic venues in the world, you know. It's shaped like a guitar. It was built by Paul Allen, the co-founder of Microsoft. He put in the first $14,000 into Madaraka Festival 10 years ago. And since then, we are now the only music festival, African music festival, that partners officially with Live Nation, the biggest live music producers in the world. The same ticketing platform where Taylor Swift is selling her tickets is where Madaraka tickets are being sold. Ticketmaster, you know. So we are putting respect to our culture, and we are prioritizing our music, you know.
You make me so proud to hear this, because sometimes I can feel, especially with the age of the internet, people are attending events and really complaining about not feeling heard, not feeling seen, and just not enjoying it anymore. Right. You know, you're kind of going just for the sake of going. What advice would you give the event organizers here, maybe trying to get started as well? Someone in Kisumu who is in a situation that they have an idea, they have a dream, but they don't know how to get there, or someone in Kibera or in Nairobi or in Mombasa. What advice would you give for the up and coming event organizers to get it right?
I would say the first thing before you even do any event is to have a purpose. You know, don't just do events to make money or to have fun or to experiment, but what's the bigger thing than you that makes you want to produce an event, you know? So for me, I discovered that I could use events to, you know, solve problems in our community. I knew that if I could bring people together, they could pay for the event, then I could raise money to feed kids in my mother's orphanage home, you know. In 2008, when the post-election violence happened, you know, kids that my mom were taking care of desperately needed food, and she was out of everything. So I was like, I know how to organize events. Let me bring people together. And we used the money to buy bags of maize and beans and a lot of stuff. Then I was like, this is my calling. This is what I want to do, you know. So no matter who you are, you can do that too, you know. But just have a bigger purpose, you know. So, for example, right now I'm becoming extremely ambitious, you know. There's no Kenyan or African who has ever produced a music festival to the scale that Mararaka Festival is happening. But I'm like, if there's no one, then it's me. I'm supposed to be doing this. This is my calling, you know. And it's so big that it's so scary. And it feels good.
But that means you're on the right track. You know what I mean? You're the first, but you're going to set the pace for so many other East Africans as well. Now, if you don't understand why this is so big, this is a huge U.S. tour. I'm talking about May and June.
That's right.
Dallas, Houston, Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Washington, Atlanta, Minneapolis, Denver, San Francisco, Phoenix, Los Angeles, and even Seattle. Nyushinsky, Eddie Kenzo, Savara. Oh, Savara, my guy. Dynamic. Naomi Achu, as Simon, Javan Okello, as well as so many others, are going to be taking the stage. I'm going to be giving you more information. Please do send in your questions on the Fuse 984. Life's what you make it. That's so true. Life is definitely what you make it. It's Anne Mora here on the Fuse 984. And we're talking about the biggest festival and the most fascinating festival that's taking place in 2024. It's all about the Mararaka Festival. I cannot wait to get into it. By the way, I am talking to Simon Okello, who is the CEO of Mararaka Festival 2024. Now, it's a decade long, right?
That's right. That's right.
Let's walk through the years then. Let's go from the beginning. How has it been? What has been your biggest lesson?
You know, thinking about it, 2014, you know, it was just incredible seeing Africans, Kenyans, you know, queuing around the Museum of Pop Culture. You know, I've never seen so many people lining up for an event that I'd produced, you know. So the very first Mararaka Festival for me is something that is memorable. And it wasn't just the event. At the end of it all, we raised over $30,000 that we used to build a recording studio in Kisumu, you know. So it's a purposeful event, you know. And then I would say that my biggest lesson is to stay consistent, you know. We've done it 10 years, every single year. Even during the pandemic, we were doing Mararaka Festival. You know, and you know, you asked me what my favorite was.
Yes. Which one was your favorite festival?
2022. We had Mararaka Festival outdoors at Pier 62,
wow,
at the Seattle waterfront. There were over 10,000 people, you know, 2 days, and there were like 7 cruise ships behind the stage. We had partnered with a lot of cruise companies, and we were marketing the festival in cruise ships that pass by Seattle, you know. And for me, having an African event at the waterfront in the US, there's nothing like that. You know, there's just nothing like that. CNN did a big story, like a 30-minute story about that specific Mararaka Festival. And CNN sees Mararaka Festival as one of the events that has mastered the art of live music production.
Right.
That was the story that they did, you know. Mm-hmm. And so for me, 2022 was great, but last year was euphoric, you know. Saudi Soul sold out Benaroya Hall, which is one of the most iconic venues in the world. It has its own train station, bus station, and to just see the beauty and the energy that Kenyans bring, you know. And then we sold out Bucket Theater in Atlanta. We sold out Irving Plaza in New York. You know, so for me, when I think about where I came from in Manyata, in Kisumu, and what we are doing in America, and how that is uplifting our music, creating jobs, you know, paying artists like Sauti Sol and King Kaka, who are part of the lineup, but also creating space for artists from other parts of Africa, you know. So we prioritize, you know, our own artists as the headliners, but we had Dre's from Zimbabwe. We had Anthony Cole from Trinidad and Tobago. And then this year we are doing exactly the same. Nyashinski is headlining in May and June, Savara. Then we have Eddie Kenzo, you know. We have Naomi Achu from Cameroon. We have, you know, Dynamic from South Sudan. So it's really, Kenya is really carrying East Africa and the African diaspora, even Afro-Caribbeans, on our own platform.
I think this is the next tourism, right? Our artists are celebrating and representing us all across the world. So this should be our next tourism. How can you see us integrating this, our music, as a form of tourism for Kenya?
Well, when you think about reggae, for example, you know, Bob Marley and all the reggae musicians who have made reggae what it is today are giving Jamaica the highest income through tourism, because everybody goes to Jamaica for reggae festivals, Reggae Samfest, Rebel Salute. You know, there's a reggae festival almost every 3 months in Jamaica. So what we are trying to do with Madaraka Festival at the end of this year is to bring it back home, you know, and do an amazing version of Madaraka Festival in Kenya, with the aim of bringing at least 15,000 people from the diaspora as a test run to demonstrate that, look, we can actually bring tourists, we can sell hotel rooms, we can also ensure that, you know, people, our brothers and sisters that are in the diaspora, many of them don't even know that Kenya is the origin of mankind. You know, the in Kenya, in Northeastern, is where a full-scale skeleton of a human that lived a million years ago was found. Even in Ethiopia, where it's always claimed that mankind originated from, you cannot find a full skeleton. So we are pushing Kenya as, you know, the real motherland, where everybody needs to come and visit. And Madaraka is the platform where we need to do that through. You know, if we had 25,000 people last year, this year we want to reach 150,000 people. We are doing about 50 shows. For example, in May and June, Nyashinski is headlining along with Savara and Eddie Kenzo and Naomi Achu and Dynamic. July, Bien is headlining, you know. Bien and Nameless and Dr. Namadingo from Malawi, Tiffany Wilson, she's an African-American artist. So that's July 27th to August 18th, another 13 cities, you know. Each show has like 2,500 people, you know. Then October 15th to November 15th, we do another 13-city tour with Calligraph as the headliner, you know. So we have a solid plan. And then at the end of the year, we are talking to artists like, you know, Damian Marley. We are talking to artists like Don Carlos. Like, we want to do a really incredible show at the end of the year. So this is what I do full time, you know. And my hope is to create an ecosystem where, you know, companies like Capital FM brings their journalists to tour with us for Madaraka, so that you guys can help tell the story of this beautiful work that we are doing, because it requires the village. This work requires the village.
Right. I love that, because behind the scenes, we were just talking about, if you've checked my socials, I was in SA, South Africa, and the South African Tourism Board has decided to do something similar, where they are introducing South Africa to Africans. They really want our own to see our own and believe in our own and build our own. And I love to see it. But I also do love to see this One Vibe Media. So I need to know a little bit more about One Vibe Media and what you're doing with that as well.
Yeah, so One Vibe Media is the company that produces Madaraka Festival. I'm the CEO of One Vibe Media. Before One Vibe Media existed and before Madaraka Festival existed, One Vibe Africa existed. So One Vibe Africa is a non-profit organization that I also founded. And, It's the organization that runs our education, music and art program in Kisumu, but also in Kampala and Moshi in Tanzania, where we are providing music instruments to kids that need to learn music skills. And then we bring artists from the States and also here to these locations to teach. And some of the artists that have been part of our program are now touring artists, you know. So we are really serious when it comes to not just producing Madaraka Festival in the US, but we are also doing music development here in Africa through, you know, the work of One Vibe Media. So One Vibe Media also produces a documentary. When we do Madaraka Festival, we produce like Sauti Sol live in New York. We have all that content that has not been released yet. King Kaka live in Dallas, you know. And then we have a whole documentary that captures the behind the scene of what it feels like to be at Madaraka Festival.
Sometimes I wonder if I have the same 24 hours as some people in a day. But you know what? Please send in your questions, especially musicians, DJs, artists, or just if you are interested in getting involved as well. If you want to be corporate and actually sponsor, help us out. That would be fantastic, right? Yeah. Send in the questions on the Fuse 984. Let's get the news then back to the Fuse. I do have to start by saying, Simon, you are a great example of it's not about where you start, but how you keep going.
That's right.
And it's just, it's amazing to see how, you know, in 10 years where you've created a festival, an East African based festival.
That's right.
Celebrating African culture in the US, not just in the US as well. It's going to be taking over the world real soon, but in those 10 years, the things that you've learned and the people that you've brought along the way, it's really inspiring to see. And then the fact that you give back home, because a lot of people here might be feeling, you know, Kenyan concerts can't sell. You can't have a full Kenyan lineup. 25,000 people proves otherwise, you know.
Yes,
at a festival.
Yes.
So
yes,
you're doing,
you know,
it right. You're doing it right. So thank you so much for doing that. Now, we're talking all about Madaraka Festival. If you're wondering what's going on, first of all, let me give you... Actually, can you give me the lineup?
Yeah, man. So we have May 25th to June 17th, headlined by Nyashinski, Savara from Sauti Sol, Eddie Kenzo from Uganda, Naomi Achu from Cameroon, and Dynamic from South Sudan. I'll also be on the lineup. You know, all these artists are backed by One Vibe Band, which is a band that we built from scratch in the States. We also have another version of the same band in Kisumu. And as I was saying earlier, we have one of the most robust music development programs, honestly, in the world, you know. So that's why we are able to do Madaraka Festival with our own band. And, you know, we don't do it on our own. You know, the Kenyans in the diaspora, you know, have been so supportive, you know. You know, many people volunteer to ensure that their families, their neighbors, like their colleagues at work know that Madaraka Festival is happening. It's something that makes us proud. It makes us walk with our shoulders high because we do it in mainstream American venues, you know. We are not doing it in, you know, in desolate venues anymore, you know. We want to do it where... You know, where Taylor Swift does her events, where Lil Wayne does his events, you know. And so for me, that kind of pride makes us, you know, feel confident even when we are at our other jobs in America or back home in Kenya, when we look at what's going on around the world and we see our own brand, Madaraka Festival, you know, happening in some of these iconic venues and Sauti Sol selling out these shows. It means that we are making progress, and you know, some of the most influential people in our lives these days are artists, you know. And so you know, I just feel that it's important that we give a shout out to the Kenyans in the diaspora, but also to invite anyone here in Nairobi and the rest of Kenya and East Africa who wants to attend Madaraka Festival. Go to www.madarakafestival.com and learn more, get your tickets, and, you know, DM us. Our Instagram handle is at Madaraka Festival. You know, send us a DM, let us know how we can support, but we want you all to be there. I just want to thank you again for being such a wonderful host.
Thank
and, you,
you
know,
Thank you. Yeah. By the way, Angela has hosted one of the events. True. I just found that out behind the scenes as well. So I'm like, I need to talk to Angie to figure out that gig. It sounds amazing. Even documenting it in general. By the way, some of the countries that you can be, there are some of the states you'll be visiting is Dallas, Houston, Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Washington, Atlanta, Minneapolis, Denver, San Francisco, Phoenix, Los Angeles, and Seattle. If you've never been to the states, this is a perfect opportunity.
Excellent.
And a fantastic time. And we're giving you enough time to get your visa. I don't know if some of you are going to be like, eh, Anne. No, you have enough time. Get your visa. Get your tickets. I can see Kenya Airways is part of that as well.
That's true.
So you can fly with the Pride of Africa to do that. I wanted to know, though, from people maybe who are listening right now and want to get involved, because youth unemployment is such a big problem
right
now in Kenya and in East Africa as well. Mm-hmm. And actually just in the diaspora for all our listeners. If someone wants to be part of your team, they want to be, you know, making the Madaraka Festival come to life, how can they reach you in a business and work-wise, in a work aspect?
I would highly recommend Instagram. You know, just DM us through Instagram, or you can go to our website, you know, and you'll find, you know, our contact page, and you can reach out to us. We are always, we have enough for a lot of people to do. So if you're looking to be a part of our team, we are always looking for people to be involved, you know. So reach out and we will figure out how to involve you.
I love to see it. Love to hear
By
it.
The way, just to mention, the person who maintains our website is based in Kisumu. You know, the website was designed by people in the States. They trained this individual in Kisumu and they run the whole thing, you know. So it means that we actually also create direct jobs for our people here in our country.
Simon reminding me I don't have the same 24 hours in this day. Wow, so much. Wow, that is so impressive. A festival that gives back, a festival that highlights East African and Kenyan talent, a festival you need to enjoy and enjoy and enjoy and join as well, as he did, so you can get your tickets starting from now. Get your visas early as well if you're in Kenya and East Africa, and of course, actually in Africa in general. If you're
That's
in the right. States right now, hello, good morning. I know it's very, actually good evening. It's very, very late for you. Thank you so much for joining us. And if you have any questions, keep them coming in. We do have a few more minutes until we gets to go. So basically, I'm trying to get Kenyan rock artists on this lineup as well. Madaraka Festival is what I'm talking about. I mean, it's expected to have 150,000 people this year, 25,000 people last year. We have some big wigs. I didn't even mention some of the sponsors for the event. Let's get into that. Of course, we have our guys from Soul Generation will be there, Kenya Airways, Live Nation, Alaska Airlines, Holding Fire, as well, Seattle Album School of Music, if you are looking to go back to school, Ticketmaster, and so much more. So maybe you can highlight two more that will be there, two big ones that would be nice to.
Tito's Vodka, Alaska Airlines, those are other two that I would love to shout out, as well as Tiba Foundation. Yeah, those are, you know, some of our sponsors. We have a lot of other sponsors that we are currently bringing on and onboarding. And so if you're listening, I would love for you to go to www.madarakafestival.com to get your ticket, or go to Ticketmaster and get your ticket to Madaraka Festival. It's going to be an historic celebration of African music.
Right, and this is going to be the next form of tourism. I'm just putting it out there.
That's right.
Let's get the news and then back to the fuse.